Blog Talk Radio.
That
That number again is 770-732-0244. Corporate accounting, or even IRS issues, the professional at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, today's weather, we're looking at sunny skies right now and 83 degrees. And tomorrow we're looking at a high of 88 degrees and sunny skies. We're looking at sunshine, all the way until Sunday. We're looking at a possible shower on Sunday, a slight chance of showers on Sunday, and a high of 92 degrees. Again, tell people all the time, when you my birthday is coming up next week, not this week, but next week, the 15th. And you know, I tell people all the time, when it gets close to my birthday, it's gonna be hot. Okay? When it gets close to my birthday, it's going to be hot and going, right? We're looking at the 90s this weekend, and I'm going to enjoy it, and I hope you guys do as well. Now, today's word of the day is, let's see, give it to me, let's go. Here we go. Today's word of the day is dauntless. And dauntless means dauntless, dauntless. Dauntless means resolute, especially in the face of danger or difficulty, fearless, undaunted. When you think of dauntless or a dauntless person, because this is an action, you think of a dauntless person, you think of someone like someone who doesn't fear anything. I mean, I think everyone fears something, but when you look at people like, let's say, like these guys that are out there, you know, some of these nature shows. You remember the guy that got killed on the nature show when he was out and the stingray hit him in the chest with one of their stinger thing. He just threw it through his chest. Okay? Then he was a fearless dude. Right? He messed with just about any kind of animal. And that's what I call fearless. Now, I won't do that. But obviously, I'm not fearless. I fear a lot of things. But anyway, let's do this. Calling number to the show is 818-301-5834. 818-301-5834. Now, guys, I promote the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Sports Blog Talk Radio. And those of you who are listening via my show page right now, thank you for listening in. There's an icon there that says follow this show. If you click on that icon, set it up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. What that means is when I set up a show, send out my show notes, you'll be one of the first ones to receive show notes. You know I'm doing the show, you know what the show's about. And you can also send me emails and messages from there. So please do that if you're on my show page. Right. Today's episode is entitled Men That Have Multiple Women, How Do They Choose Who Is Number One? Okay? And that's what we're going to discuss, the situation that a lot of men are facing with today. Because the men and women around, okay, and that may be around them, okay, and to kind of start things off, And if you want to call in and comment, that's fine. 818-301-5864. But to kind of start things off, there are a lot of men out here that have multiple women. And what I mean by multiple women, I'm not saying you have a girlfriend and another friend on the side. Or I'm saying he has four women. That means he got 3, 4, 5 women that he's dealing with at the same time. Okay? So you've got that task of dealing with 4 or 5 women at the same time, keeping them all separated, keeping them all apart, and keeping them all concerned about one another. I think that's a serious task. Okay? That's a serious task. But how do they choose who is number one? I don't know how to answer that. I can give you my opinion. This is my show. I can give you my opinion. Or you can call in and give me your opinion. Okay? Now, again, I don't know how they choose who's number one. But again, I can give you my opinion. My opinion is, and I'm being 100% truthful with you guys right now, 100% on my show. So what I'm saying is the way that I think that guys choose who's number one is, why look for women that are not even, okay? When we're looking for a mate or whatever, we're looking for someone who's not even, not someone who we can meet at the club tonight, go home with them tonight, and we sitting around maybe watching a little TV, listening to a little music, talking back and forth, and then I sit, she grabs your hand and we go upstairs. That's not what we look for. And I'm saying this because I'm not only saying it to women who may be on that side of the city. And I call those women, they're easy. Now, men don't, I'm saying that men don't turn the easy ones around. So we don't back away from them. They're not your number one. They're just someone that you'll call in the middle of the night and say, baby, I've been drinking, but what are you doing? Can I stop by for a little while? Can I stop by? Can I come over tonight? Yeah, yeah. And she'll accept, yeah, come on back. Come on back, man. That's no problem. Come on back. She did. And that's who guys will call in the middle of the night. That's who guys will call when, the number one girl not available. The number one girl is not interested in dealing with him tonight. Okay? The number one girl is so he'll call these other girls and hey, he'll make all the calls if you have to. We got 4 or 5 of them. He'll dial every man's number until he gets the answer that he's looking for. Right? He'll dial a lot of numbers until he gets the answer that he's looking for. And what I mean by that is someone that he can go and be run away to sleep with tonight. But she's not number one. Okay? She's not number one. And think that the way they choose Lord number one is that they have the number one girl is the one who has to chase. Okay? He has to chase. She has standards. She doesn't just allow him to come over anytime at night and he's been sleeping or whatever. She didn't sleep with him on the first date or whatever. She's got standards that he about. Okay? Then, you know, she's the one that says, hey, you know, I got a rule that, you know, like the book that Steve Harvey put out saying that the 90-day rule, you know, she's not gonna give up the cookie for 90 days. Okay? But if she's serious about a relationship, looking for a relationship, she's gotta have some sex. Because the only way the man is gonna make her number one is that he has to put in some work. We wanna put in work. We wanna put in work to find that number one girl so that we may spend our lives with. Okay? Some of you ladies out there may not believe this, but that's exactly what we look for. We look for someone that we have to chase. And we have to deal with on and on and on and on and on. Not just, you know, who knows. You know, not just one that someone just, hey, come over and jump up and down on. That's not who we're looking for. Okay? That's, you know, and some women say, hey, y'all just dog. Some women allow us to be dog. Right? But she's not going to be our number one. If you allow him to be a dog, you're not going to be his number one. Okay? And believe me, you're not the only one that he's, you know, seeing. All right? He's not the only one that you see. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on this. And the guys out there, you know, they getting the cut those times. They're telling me to cut it off, Frank. Cut it off. You're giving away our secrets. Well, that's exactly right, because I want women to understand if they are looking. Now, if you're not looking for a relationship, hey, do whatever you've been doing. Run to the club every night. Try to find you a man in the club that you can take home with you tonight. Because, clearly to what you may believe, there are a lot of women out there who are getting ready tonight to go to the club, and their sole purpose is to find a man that they can bring back home to their apartment or whatever and sleep with tonight. And on the other side of it, just the same with men. There are men out there that are on the phone with their homeboys plotting what they're going to do tonight, and they're going to be at the club looking for a young lady that they can go home with, or they can grab a hold of, bring them back to their place or whatever, and sleep with them tonight. Okay? But don't be upset if you're not his number one girl, because you're not going to be his number one girl. You're not what he's looking for. Okay? And again, he may not be looking for a relationship right now, but if he can grab you up and take you home and sleep with you tonight, you're definitely not one that he's looking for. Okay? But if a guy's out there looking for a serious relationship, he's trying to find a young lady that has standards. And be like, man, you stupid. You think I'm going home with you tonight? haven't even gone. We haven't even gone out to dinner. You haven't even taken me to a movie. We haven't even talked on the phone. And all these things go into choosing who is number one. 818-301-5834 is number to the show. Hey, again, thanks guys for tuning in. If you know, please call in and give me and let me know. Sorry, I got distracted right there. But let me know what you think about this episode. Men that have multiple women, how do they choose who is number one? Let's see. Someone has sent me a message here. See, I'm trying to feed in. JP Sherwood says, the one who chooses number one is the one who gets on your nerves.
And hey, that may be true. Okay? That may be true. And that one, that's not a kidney that gets on your nerves, things like that. You got all those attributes. She's going to be number one. So, you know, some women like to fight physically. Some women like to fight mentally, fight, like to argue and try to get under your skin. That's a tactic that some women use. Okay? And so sometimes that's a turnoff to men. I mean, most of the time, that's a turnoff to men. But the only way you find those things out is to deal with them for a while, right? And I said that I was going to, I'm thinking about, actually I started writing a book. It ain't going to be a big 300-page book or anything like that. It's going to be maybe 75 to 80 pages. But and the title of the book is The Steps Between Dating and Marriage, okay? What are the steps between dating and marriage? Some people jump right from dating to marriage, and that's not going to work. You have to do everything in between there in order to make it work, all right? And again, I don't have a PhD in psychology or anything like that. That's not me. I'm talking straight from the heart. But what I'm saying is, and I think I got a small handle on it, if you don't skip these steps between dating and marriage, if you date, get engaged, live together, and marry, I believe that it will work. I believe your marriage will work if you take those steps. And I'm going to outline those steps step by step in my book, From Dating to Marriage. Because you have to date someone, then you get engaged with them. That means you start to, you know, feeling them, you loving that person, and you want to spend your life with them. So then you get engaged. And then I think after engagement, I think that you guys have to live together. You have to commingle funds, understand who's going to pay the bills, and who's going to take care of this, who's going to take care of that. financially understand, start understanding how to save money together and do things together, the financial part, and living together. See, if you don't live with someone, you don't know that person really. You really don't know that person until you live with. I mean, you may move in with a guy and you find out he got stinky feet. And you can't deal with that. But if you engage to him, move in with him, find out he's got stinky feet, then you can break out that engagement. Say, that's a deal breaker, bro. That's a deal breaker. Live with him. Find out they got stinky feet. You can deal with that. Y'all get married. You know, no, I'm jumping. If you date them, get engaged, don't live with them, and get married. If you skip that step, then once you get married and find out you got stinky feet, y'all got papers. Now you got to go through all this divorce and all this stuff, and you got to split up this and split up that because you got stinky feet. And that's what I'm saying. That's a waste of your time. Okay? That's a waste of your time. So if you don't skip any of those steps, if you do it step by step, date, get engaged, live together for at least a year, and then get married, I think things would work a whole lot better. Hey, guys, I got about a minute left in the show. Thank you for tuning in. Join me tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. I'm going to have something great for you tomorrow. For our show tomorrow, we're going to talk about something that's going to blow your mind. Hey, it's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. Have a great night.
something. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. I said, Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up.